From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Harvey, the devastating storm that flooded a huge swath of Houston, Texas, and forced thousands of people from their homes, made landfall again Wednesday, moving to the east and drenching the neighboring state of Louisiana. But the National Hurricane Center predicted that the storm will gradually weaken as it moves inland and away from the city of Houston, where untold numbers of people remain trapped in their homes, marooned by churning, muddy waters that are often waist-deep. President Trump visited Texas on Tuesday, and the White House said he plans to return to the state on Saturday to see more of the devastation from what is being called the biggest storm to hit the United States in a decade. Damages are expected to reach tens of billions of dollars. At least 13 deaths have been reported in connection with the storm. Officials have not yet confirmed a number that high, but have said casualty figures could rise once the floodwaters begin to recede. North Korea is defending its firing of a ballistic missile over Japan, saying it was to counter current joint exercises by South Korea and the United States. On Wednesday morning, North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency quoted the leader Kim Jong-un as saying a drill for the missile launch was, quote, like a real war and the first step by North Korea's military for operations and in the Pacific. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and South Korean President Moon Jae-in, in a phone call, agreed that maximum pressure needs to be applied on North Korea. This is VOA News.